Report: Susan Smith, convicted of murdering her two children, engages in phone sex with sugar daddies. By Amy Furr on July 2, 2024. Susan Smith, who murdered her two young sons in 1994, has reportedly been working to find sugar daddies to pay her bills if she gets out of prison. Smith's first parole hearing for her life sentence is set for November 4, and relatives claim she believes she will finally be set free, the New York Post reported Tuesday. The outlet cited family sources in South Carolina prison call recordings when it reported that the 52-year-old has been trying to find men to bankroll her life if she is released, and she has allegedly engaged in phone sex with those persons. One man reportedly told her he had saved a large amount of money to support her, the amount being approximately $220,000. The post continued. After a short pause, Smith sighed. "I love you so much," she said. "I love you too," he replied, before they began to make kissing noises to each other. The conversation then turned sexual, complete with giggling and heavy breathing. But this man is not alone. Smith has carried on sexual and romantic conversations with at least a dozen men in the past 3 years, according to prison call recordings, which are public under South Carolina law. Smith was found guilty of letting her car roll into a lake in Union County, South Carolina, while her children, 3-year-old Michael and 14-month-old Alexander, were still in their car seats. Following their deaths, the woman lied to police, telling them a black man had carjacked her and taken her children, and authorities launched a manhunt as a result. Video footage shows Smith pleading for the return of her sons. She eventually admitted that there was no carjacker and that she took the lives of her own children. The alleged motive for the murders was due to Smith having an affair with a man who did not want children. Her now ex-husband, David Smith, later remarried and had 2 more children, the Post article said, adding he does not plan to support authorities releasing her. According to the Daily Mail, Smith has incurred infractions during her prison stay for drugs, self-mutilation, and having sex with guards. The article also noted, her stepfather, Beverly Russell, admitted during the initial court case that he had molested Smith as a teen and had consensual sex with her as an adult. One correctional officer accused of having sex with Smith told Inside Edition in 2019 that he lost everything as a result. "She's a manipulator and good at it," he said.